The Rock and Roll Generation.
Rock and
roll, 1963. Variety was the spice of life in the musical year of 1963. The Motown sound got heavier, and more things came out of Detroit. Newer groups and personalities from the Detroit area popped up with hit after hit on the charts. Martha and the Vandellas. The Miracles. Stevie Wonder. And others.
If everybody had a home across the USA, then everybody'd be free.
In the well-worn words of Horace Greeley, the rock and roll generation went west. The Beach Boys were the top group of the year, riding the crest of a wave of surf music. Even Jan and Dean joined the ebb and flow. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1963. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1963.
Hey, hey,
Paul. Love ballads were big that year. The musical move continued to move westward to the land of the rising sun. As Japanese star Kayu Sakamoto socked it to him with his big hit of Sukiyaki. From the land of the rising sun, music moved to the land of Hanalei, where we met a very, very strange character.
Up the Magic Dragon.
Thus, Peter, Paul, and Mary in their folk rock sound of Puff the Magic Dragon sowed yet another seed, a seed that was to grow into today's underground sound. Lyrics of the song reportedly had to do with the world of drugs. Peter, Paul, and Mary also laid the seed of a protest song with their Blowin' in the Wind. 1963 saw the Indians come back into the American way of music in the form of Maria Elena by the Los Indios Tabajares. South American music was even big. Yes, now it was time for everyone to learn a new dance. The Bossa Nova.
I was at a dance when it caught my eye. Blame it on the Bossa Nova.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1963. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1963. Four Seasons were a very popular group that year. The novelty of the year was by an emerging television comedy writer who was trying to become a comedian. Hello, Mother and Hello, Father by Alan Sherman. Just around the corner, everything was about to break loose. The seeds planted in a cavern in Liverpool, England, had reached maturity and were about to blossom forth. The English soon would pay their American cousins another visit. This visit was the music that was to be heard around the world. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1963.